This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
I'm Jay Michaels. Ryan Doyle is off this week. Him and I back next week. The wonderful Rashmi Nair from CTV Newsnight on Quibi, co-hosting for the last 19 weeks, I think you've had, because Ryan and I each have 3.5 months each of vacation that we take all summer, so we're kind of offsetting. So thank you so much for helping us out this summer. We definitely appreciate it. What's been your biggest takeaway so far doing this radio thing with us? We know you have a radio background and TV as well, but in this sort of rush dynamic.
Oh, I've learned so much from you guys.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
No, really. I have to work on my teases. I don't know how to talk about something without spilling it all at once. But you guys are so great at making my head tilt a bit and sticking through the commercials to find out what's next. You're pros. You guys are pros.
Let me take you quickly behind the curtain. If something happens and you don't know what's coming up next, or you haven't planned anything next because it's been one of those days, here's a tease that always works. You ready? When the rush continues, something that's happening in your world that you'll have to hear to believe. That when we come back.
Wow. What is it?
Exactly. We'll figure it out during the break. That's what that means. All right, 5:35. A man who mastered the tease when he was in this very chair, Toronto Mayor John Tory. Hello, sir.
I never learned to fake it quite that way. I should have taken some lessons from you.
You call it fake, I call it creative. I mean, yeah, it's tomato, tomato. You can look at it either way.
There were those moments when it's like one of those callers that calls in and you say, well, so what do you think about this? I think it's terrible. And you say, well, no, but what do you really think? It's awful. And you're sort of thinking, well, what do I do now? And it's the only call you have. Anyway, never mind. Years of fun and experience and all that.
You miss it.
Oh, terribly. I mean, it was the most. I've had lots of interesting jobs, but that one was the most fun. I mean, just fun. It's work, but it's fun.
Yeah, you've often said this, and I'm paraphrasing you essentially, but you've said, you know, it's one thing to sit here and tell everyone what's wrong with government. It's another to try and get in the job and fix it.
Oh, and you guys have very kindly, it's been a public service, I know, to play back some of my old quotes about how I'd get in there and fix everything in 3 minutes and, you know, wondering why I haven't done that. But that's fair. I mean, you know, it's fair enough. And but it certainly is it's an interesting job, and it is work for those who, my kids used to say to me, Dad, you've always talked about hard work. Why are you only working 3 hours a day? And I'd say, well, it's a little more. But anyway, never mind.
All right. Well, what kind of questions would News Talk 1010's John Tory have for Mayor John Tory on raising taxes as the only option to deal with what we have in our hands?
When you have a $1.3 billion shortfall because we have saved $514 million, we've identified $514 million in savings, I was really making the case that if you relied on taxes only as opposed to service cuts, because there are only the two options, that you'd have to raise taxes to make up the full $1.9 billion, you'd have to raise taxes 60%. And so that's it. That's in a report published by our public servants, not me. But I at no time have ever said, in fact, I've quite precisely said that I don't think people can afford to have those kinds of tax increases now because they're struggling. A lot of people are struggling, and people were struggling before, including seniors and young people that have made very precise calculations about buying a home. So I never said that it should be tax increases only, never once.
One of the things that people tend to go to on our text board, and this is a familiar refrain, every time you come on, people say at 7:10:10, they mention city workers. They say, why aren't you reducing hours? Why aren't you reducing pay? Why aren't there layoffs? Why is this something that we don't want to seem to discuss?
Well, we have 9,980 employees who have been affected one way or the other. Now, in fairness, some of those 9,980 are people we did not hire, who we would have hired every single year, and they're people who rely on that employment every year, even though they're not full-time employees. So, for example, we canceled all of our spring and summer recreation programs, which involved thousands of employees who are hired every year to do that work, and they were not hired. We've also had a number of employees on emergency leave. Like we're talking here, hundreds and hundreds of employees that are on emergency leave, which simply means that they're off. I mean, they've been laid off, but we did protect their jobs. And so people will say, well, why did you protect their jobs? Why didn't you just lay them off and leave them laid off? Well, a good example is the news story that you just carried about the recreation and community centers reopening. And some of those people went on leave while we were keeping the centers closed because of the pandemic, and they're now going to be brought back. I mean, there are very few people, I mean, that are not involved in the delivery of some city service or other, so it's fine to say we'll just lay them off. And as long as people are prepared to do without that service, then, you know, I guess we could lay them off. But that's the whole point here. Most of the cuts that we would have to make involve the laying off of people. So on the transit system, not only would you have the transit system cut in half if you had to make the kind of cut we would probably have to make if we don't get the help, but you'd have to lay off 4,000 transit employees. And so people have to ask themselves, do they want the transit service cut, and do they want to add 4,000 people who drive buses and drive subways and drive streetcars, add them to the unemployment lines at this point in time when we're struggling?
Well, what are you saying to all of those people who demonstrated saying they could take a cut to the police service?
Well, you see, this is the thing where people sort of, when they talked about cutting the police budget, you'll notice that they talked about not cutting it forever in the context of it being saved, but rather cutting it because you were going to take a task away from the police, which I actually support. So we're not talking here about cutting out help for mentally distressed people. We're talking about having it delivered somewhere else. And so it would come off the police budget, but it's got to go on to the budget of whoever delivers that service for us. And so this notion that we could just save $100 million just like that by cutting 10% of the police budget is extremely misleading to people. And so that doesn't make a contribution. Now, is the police budget sacrosanct if we have to make the cuts that I'm talking about? I hope we don't. But if we have to make them because of the failure of the other governments to come forward and help us? No, it's not. But, you know, is it automatically to be assumed that if you cut $100 million from the police budget, that can all be put into improving child care or paying for help for homeless people? No, it can't, because whatever you cut out, somebody has to do that work. We've taken noise complaints, we've taken crossing guards away from the police. But we pick that up at the city, and we have to pay those crossing guards. Somebody has to. So it came out of the police budget and onto the city budget, unless you just don't want to have any crossing guards to help kids go across the street.
So we talk about police, we talk about taxes, we talk about property taxes, we talk about city workers. Is it safe to say sometimes that this becomes a case of trying to please everyone all of the time and keep everyone happy? Because it's impossible, right?
Well, Jay, I've had this job for 6 years, and I've learned it's impossible to please everybody. And all I try to do is a balanced, rational, sensible version of the right thing. You know, that you try your best. And you're not always going to be right when you try to do the right thing, but you can't go wrong trying to do the right thing. And in this case, we have found $514 million in cuts already in the savings. And I thought that was the right thing to do, as opposed to just saying the whole $1.9 billion is up to you, the other two governments, to provide to us. And so we'll look for more. We're still looking. And there are other measures I can tell you that will be announced in the next couple of weeks that affect some of the things you've been asking about today, but hopefully don't really hurt people out there, the people that we are serving. But, you just have to try to do the right thing. And as I've said before, if you had a bunch of people, if you said it was Wednesday today, which I believe it is, you would have some people texting you or phoning me or phoning my office and saying that man is crazy. It is definitely not Wednesday. So that's the way it goes. I'm not complaining. It's just the reality of being in public life.
All right. This is completely just a question that I get every single time you come on. I've not yet had the opportunity to ask you about this. It's certainly a smaller problem, but certainly...
Boxers and briefs is the answer. Thank you for asking.
Actually, someone wants to know quickly at 7-10-10, if you know anything about the chance of, with pools here in Toronto opening up, if there's a chance that there could be a time set aside for just seniors to swim.
Well, in our pools, we have different times set aside for people, and we've said that the pools will be open that are in the indoor pools that are opening on Monday will be open for what they call lane swim and for leisure swim. I know in some of the community centers they've historically had, sort of seniors swims, and whether that's something, by the time we talk again on Friday, I will have an answer as to how many of them have it now, whether there are plans to have more of that, because I know a lot of the seniors don't want to get mixed up in, say, shall we say, a slightly more rowdy version of swimming that involves, you know, lots of family people. I get that. So I'll have an answer for you. But I think we already do it in some places, and I'll have the facts and figures on Friday.
And we will chat then. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Toronto Mayor John Tory.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.